Okay, guys, I know y'all tuned into another episode today of Hot Takes with TP3. Before we get things started, we got a quick word from our sponsors. The first sponsor of today's episode is Prize Picks. I don't know if y'all are familiar or not with Prize Picks platform and how it works. If you download the app and you use promo code TP3BETS, you will receive 100% instant match deposit of up to $100. So you deposit $100, you get 100 back. Let's say you deposit 50, you get 50 back, and so on and so forth. How it works, guys, you pick 2 to 6 players, and if they'll go over or under their projections, more or less, you get up to 25% or 25 times your money on that. Let's say tonight you want to pick Luka Doncic to go over 28.5 points, LeBron over 7.5 rebounds, Dalvin Cook over 86.5 rush yards, and let's say you want to go with Jameis Winston under 205 pass yards, something or other like that, guys. It offers a ton of sports. That means you can have NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, PGA, college football. The list goes on and on. They even have tennis, NASCAR, anything you could possibly want. It is on there, I promise, guys. Prize Picks is available in your state. Download the app to check and make sure it's in your state. Once again, use code TP3BETS. It takes about 60 seconds to pick everything and deposit. It's easy withdraw, easy deposit. Once again, use code TP3BETS if you want to sign up for Prize Picks. How's it going today, guys? We're back here live in the studio for the episode of Hot Takes with TP3. Once again, I'm your host, Thomas Penland, coming to you live on Monday, April 10th, 2023. It is time, guys. The NBA playoffs are upon us. So I'm doing my first NBA podcast of the year, and I'm bringing in my typical NBA guest. Ario, welcome back to the show. How have you been, man?
What do you mean this is your first NBA podcast of the year?
Man, I haven't done an NBA podcast since we did an off-season podcast, to be honest.
That can't be right.
Nah, did just honestly, man, there just hadn't been a whole lot to talk about the NBA. You know, these teams are just taking nights games off left and right. I mean, you can't even really, it's just been so hard to come up with anything worth talking about. I think the MVP talk is so just overdone and dragged out. I mean, you can watch Stephen A. Smith talk about that one.
It's also the awards like devalue now, I feel like, because if a regular season is something that the players don't value and it's not as much intensive as it used to be, then the award for a regular season award doesn't mean as much as it once used to. I mean, you look at the all in, and I know we talked literally before how we didn't want to spend any time on this, but here we are doing it like a minute in. But if you look at like the all NBA teams, who it's like projected to be, like it'll probably be Embiid, Tatum, the guards will probably be who, like Mitchell, SGA, Luka, some of them.
Yeah.
And Giannis will make it. And outside of Giannis, I don't think I'd say any of those guys are like top five players in the league. Maybe Embiid or Jokic. I mean, because you got to think Durant's not going to be on it. Curry's not going to be on it. And then, I mean, you know, just when it comes to the playoffs, there's very few guys you take over LeBron or Kawhi when they're right. So, well, I guess maybe those guys are top five regular season. I'm talking more like top
five
guys you'd want for a playoff series. I don't know how many of those guys are going to be on our first team all NBA, to be honest with you. Anyways, that's not the point of this podcast. I just hijacked this for like a minute.
Nah, I mean, I think that's about all that needs to be said when it comes to the awards. But yeah, it's just like you said, like it's just the regular season. Like nobody really cares anymore. So I was just like, I mean, it's like you can't even really tell who even is that good. I mean, we're about to get into it here. We're going to talk about the playoffs, you know, like the team and everybody. Like the conference, yeah, like literally the team who's picked to win the Western Conference, the Suns, they have the best odds to win the West at plus 175. They're the 4 seed. So that goes to show you how valued the regular season is.
Well,
at this
point, there's reasons for that, but yeah.
But for the most part, that's why we're here. But anyway, though, we're going to start things out, guys. We're going to talk about what happens tomorrow. We have the play-in. The first game in the play-in features my Atlanta Hawks versus the Miami Heat. For those of y'all real quick who don't know how it works for the play-in, the 7 seed plays the 8 seed. The winner of that game gets the 7 seed, gets to play the 2 seed. Then the winner of the 10 versus the 9 gets the right to play the loser of the first game in order to get the 8 seed and play against the 1 seed. I don't know if that made sense the way I explained it, but basically
don't talk down to your listeners. They know.
I was talking down to my listeners. I didn't know if I'd like explained it. I don't know. It's been a long day at work. Let's put it this way, staring at a computer screen. So I don't know if I explained it the most optimal way. But regardless, guys, basically we have the play in. We got the Hawks versus the Heat tomorrow to get things started. What do you think about the first game, Ario?
So I think Miami's gonna win. I just think that's a different team in the playoffs. They can do all these weird things with the zone that they do it in the regular season from time to time, but it's just that team is just, and they have what I think is arguably the best or second best coach in the league in Spoelstra. They know how to win in the playoffs. They two of the last 3 years they made the East Finals, made the finals that bubble year. And I know they're like the seventh seed. They're not a top seed like they were last year. Last year they were the number one overall seed in the East. But I don't know. There's just something about that team in the playoffs with Butler, and then Hero can always get hot for a couple games. Lowry's, I know, like he's kind of been a bust signing for them, but he's always annoying. Bam's good. It's just that team is just scary to face in the playoffs, and I think they're going to win, and they're going to play the Celtics, and I'm going to sweat that out for 2 weeks, and I'm not going to have fun watching it, but that's what I think is going to happen. I don't think the Hawks are particularly good. I don't think
We're
I think
not.
they made that coaching change, and I it's funny, you don't very rarely see like the coaching change happen in season to like a guy who wasn't on the staff already. Like I think the last time I can think of when that happened was maybe when I think it may have been when the Timberwolves hired Chris Finch. I don't know if he was on the staff before though. That I think he may have been in Toronto or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting that wrong. But it doesn't happen that often. Like they just promote the guy, or they bring in a guy, make him the new coach, and Snyder hasn't had time to really make an impact. And I think Trae Young is, and I think they want to do more like share the wealth between Young and Murray, and that just hasn't really translated this season. Maybe it happens in the offseason. I doubt it. I think Trae Young's not a winning player. Sorry, I don't.
Whoa.
And he's not. He got lucky that Ben Simmons forgot how to play basketball for a game and made an Eastern Conference Finals, and you're going to hang your hat on that for the rest of his career? Get out of here. So, I don't believe in that team. I don't believe in him really as a winning player in the playoffs. And yeah, Miami, I think Miami's going to roll them. So.
Yeah, look, I hate to get into the Hawks roster debate because I think the entire just roster itself doesn't work together and doesn't fit and mesh at all. Don't necessarily, I'm not going to sit here and defend Trae Young. I'm not necessarily going to throw him under the bus either. I think there's a lot of different things that could happen with the team. But yeah, I think that really the only time that I can think of like a team bringing a new coach in the middle of the season is like Jeff Saturday coming in for the Colts, but he wasn't even like a long-term coach or like
Yeah.
anything. He was to help them lose games, which he did do. But no, when I look at this game, I can just see myself as a Hawks fan. I'm going to be sitting there. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think the Hawks are going to win. I'm not going to be a homer and pick them to win the game. I think we're going to lose. I think Jimmy Butler, when he's the best player on the floor and had the most playoff experience, I think he's the best fit to win one game. I think it will be a close game, and I think it's going to come down to Jimmy Butler because the Heat shot the second most free throws in the season. I think I'm going to be screaming at the TV as Jimmy Butler goes to the line to shoot free throws like 16 and 15, and of course he's going to hit all 16 of them, and that's going to be the reason why the Hawks go home. But ultimately, though, I just think the Heat roster is better built for, like you said, for a playoff run. This team's had many deep playoff runs. And actually, too, the Heat kind of changed their style of playing. Like, it was like the Heat most of the season were more of a defensive team and their offense really suffered. The last like five meaningful games they played, meaning that they actually played like all their players and weren't locked in a playoff spot and just letting the scrubs run out there. They actually played their worst defense of the season, but they have their best offensive outputs and they shot their most three pointers. I think they've kind of changed their offense rolling in the playoffs here. And I think ultimately Atlanta's not going to be able to handle it and will have to play again on it's Friday, right?
No, it would be Thursday. Oh,
Thursday,
no,
right?
actually, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. It's Friday.
Yeah. And it'd be on Friday. So yeah, that's what I think is going to happen in that game. Second game of the day is going to be the Los Angeles Lakers hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yes, the Lakers didn't end up making the playoffs. Rudy Gobert will not be playing in this game as he's suspended for punching Kyle Anderson, as I'm sure everyone saw that because that's the biggest story in the sports world right now outside of the Masters. And also on top of that, Jaden McDaniels, their kind of 3-and-D guy, punched the wall after getting two cheap fouls, and he also will not be in this game as he fractured his hand and is done for the season. Look, I think this game's going to be close once again, just like the first game. I actually think that Minnesota, like I watched the whole game just because I had a bet on Minnesota to win the game, and I actually think that it kind of brought their team together more after it happened. Rudy Gobert got sent to the locker room because they were down by like 12 points and they really just looked terrible. And it was like after that they summoned something up and they were just playing like they were just absolutely bawling, and it's like they got it together and they came
Well,
together more as a team.
Edwards was unleashed at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And also on top of that, like they played basically their whole season without Karl-Anthony Towns. And so you basically, I get to trade Karl-Anthony Towns for Rudy Gobert. So I get to open the paint up for Edwards and I kind of get Towns to bring Davis out on the perimeter. I like that matchup a little bit for Minnesota. Ultimately, though, I just think LeBron and Davis are going to be too much for them. I mean, we've seen Karl-Anthony Towns in big games. He cannot stop catching fouls in big games. Ultimately, I think the Lakers win this game by like 3 or 4 points. And it also is kind of a cool storyline too to see Vanderbilt and D'Lo against the team that kind of cast them off get a little revenge.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with you on the it's going to be close. Like, I think the Lakers are actually going to roll them. Like,
Really?
I think the Wolves are thin, right? So then you have
Okay.
Gobert, Naz Reid's out for the. I don't know if he's out for this season, but he's out for this game. He's out for a while. They probably have to make like a next round for him to come back, if anything. That even maybe pushing it, but I think they're thin. I think Davis is going to eat them up. Like you said, Towns can't help himself from picking up fouls. He's not going to be able to stop Davis. Who's guarding LeBron? Kyle Anderson. That's funny.
Yeah.
Like it's and I, but I think in that part about the revenge thing, I don't know. I haven't seen enough from Russell on the Lakers to like really buy into him yet. Vanderbilt's probably been their better player they've gotten out of that
Yeah.
trade than Russell has.
Oh, Beasley too.
Yeah, but I Vanderbilt's like I said, he's the most impactful
Yeah.
guy they've got out of that trade, I think, for them. Even though Russell was kind of like the headline guy. No, I mean, I think the Lakers are rolling. I think I saw yesterday that they have the best record in the Western Conference post All-Star break. They've been rolling, and that's dealing without LeBron for a decent amount of those games too. So I think they're rolling. I think they're gonna get that they're gonna get that series against Memphis, and yeah, I think that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, it also does help too that the Lakers shot the most free throws in the NBA by over 200 more, is the largest margin in NBA history. So the refs did do them a little bit of favors to get here. But yeah, I think the Lakers will end up getting it done.
I mean, they'll have the two best players in the game in a single elimination game. Hard to pick against them at
Exactly.
home.
Exactly. That takes us over to Wednesday night action where we
Do we have to spend
have.
more than 2 seconds on this? Who
Yeah, no,
cares?
we're gonna go quick with these two games. First game up on here is gonna be the Bulls and the Raptors. You kind of just said it yourself, Aria. It comes down to who has the best two players. I think the Bulls have the best two players in this game, DeRozan and LaVine. Also a little DeRozan revenge angle on Toronto. Also, too, like
Didn't
feels like
think
this whole
about that.
Toronto team has been kind of checked out on each other. Like, I don't think any of these guys care anymore. I think Van Vliet's ready to go. Gary Trent Jr. is ready to go. Nick Nurse is on his way out the door, according to reports as well. I think the Raptors don't want to play this season anymore. I think the Bulls will beat them outright.
Well, the Raptors have like been so resistance, I don't know the right word, but there's just been rumblings like forever, ever since they won that title, them Kawhi Leonard left. Like, is this when they do the rebuild? Is this when they do the rebuild? And they've never really done the hard reset button, which would involve trading Siakam, trading Ananobi. I guess they re-signed Van Vliet. So like basically trading all these guys. Remember, they never traded Lowry at the deadline.
Yeah.
They let it ride out, and then he left as a free agent to go to Miami. They have been very hesitant, very resistant to do this rebuild. I said not to use resistant, and then I said it. I don't even know how I got on this topic, but like the whole point is Toronto and Chicago, like these teams are going nowhere. Let's say they win, let's say they beat Atlanta, or whoever loses that 7-8 match. Any of these teams is going to get destroyed by Milwaukee. Like Milwaukee would sweep whoever this is. It's not even worth the time spending on it. Same with the other one, the New Orleans OKC one. Like whoever gets that 8 seed, I think is going to get rolled by Denver. And I don't really have much else to add. Like it's great for OKC to have made it, right? Like
Yeah.
I don't think anyone expected them to be here, especially after like when you think about when how the season started with home turnout for the year. People were like, okay, yeah, you tank one more year, get another lottery pick, and then you go with SGA, Holmgren, Dort, and you have like this real team that you can like then maybe like that's your foundation core, and they made the play-in tournament. That's a huge success. They'll still get a lottery pick because they probably aren't going to make the playoffs. And New Orleans, who cares about them? I mean, the whole Zion thing, I'm just sick of talking about it. Like it's kind of, as a basketball fan, sad to not see this guy who we all kind of thought was this
Yeah.
generational talent coming out. Like everything they're saying about Wembanyama now, I feel like we were saying this about Zion, and back then, like everyone was saying the same thing. They were like, he's can't miss, just like LeBron was, just like Anthony Davis was, just like, I mean, I don't even know who else they were saying was a can't miss guy. So, yeah, I don't really care too much about these games, if I'm being honest. And I think whoever gets this 8 seed is going to lose to Milwaukee and Denver, respectively.
Yeah, these two games are kind of like, what are we doing here? Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Pelicans will win this game. They got the playoff experience and they got plenty of bodies to throw at SGA.
Yeah, and they did that playoff run's not the right word. It was one series they lost in six, but they had that playoff experience last year without Zion as well. So
Yeah. You mean Greg Oden?
Let's not go there yet. Let's hope
Ultimately,
not.
who do you think ends up being the 8 seeds?
In the East, I'd probably go with Atlanta, and in the West,
Okay.
I would probably go with, I think I'd probably go with Minnesota just because I think Edwards is a difference maker.
Yeah, I agree with you on both those. Is it bad that as a Hawks fan, I wouldn't be mad if we'd miss the playoffs?
I mean, hey, Mark Cuban didn't want to make the playoffs, apparently, so.
Yeah, that's a topic for another day. But yeah, honestly, just like I don't know if we'll go ahead and start off with the first series. Assuming Atlanta's gonna make it, they'd be playing Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know if Atlanta can even win a game against the Bucks, to be honest with you. Like, I just think the Bucks defense is too real. Nobody on that roster matches up with Giannis like relatively at all. Jrue Holiday is gonna frustrate either DJ or Trae Young. I mean, this Milwaukee the best defense in the NBA this season, and they were. I mean, their record I believe was like 11-4 or something like that when Giannis didn't play this season. So they're even cleaning teams up without Giannis in the lineup. I
Yep.
just think this Milwaukee team has taken their defense and every. I mean, let's be honest, they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. I've got Milwaukee coming out of the East. I don't think Atlanta wins. I don't think Atlanta can even touch them.
No, they're gonna roll. They're gonna roll. They're gonna roll Atlanta. So whoever they play in round one, they're on another level. They're the champion. They got championship experience. They have the best player in the league. But the scary thing is the Middleton injury. Like, what's going on there? I mean, that's not scary for like a series against Atlanta, whoever would be the 8 seed, but going forward, like if they were to play Cleveland in the next round, and I know I'm getting a little ahead, but like it's a little scary, the Middleton thing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Middleton, I've been thinking about that too. It is kind of scary to not have seen Middleton back in there. And like, I do like the depth on Boston when you look at Derek White and you look at Malcolm Brogdon. That's something that you necessarily haven't seen from Boston in the past. So that is something interesting to look at there. But at the same time, though, I just think that Giannis Holiday and that defensive infrastructure they have is just so damn good that I feel like defense is where you end up winning championships in all sports. So I feel like that's really going to be the driving factor to pull through over Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, not going to debate you on that.
You kind of previewed a little bit. The Heat are feisty against Boston. Can they make this? You think they'll make this a fun competitive series, or you think they'll just get rolled?
Who, Miami?
Yeah.
Now, Miami's going to take two at least. Okay, at least they would take two. That series is going six at the minimum. Maybe seven. I wouldn't be surprised if they won it because that team knows how to play against the Celtics. Now, am I going to pick them to beat the Celtics? No. But I wouldn't be surprised if they won it. Like, I would be mad. I'd be disappointed. I think I'd say the season was an absolute failure if that happened. But I think that kind of speaks to like just how weird this Miami team is when it goes up against this Celtics team. Like I said, Miami's made the two deep playoff runs in the last 3 years or three previous playoffs. One of them, they beat the Celtics in the bubble. The other, they almost beat them if a Jimmy Butler shot goes into end game seven, you know? So, they know how to play us. Awesome on the team. They know how to play us, and I think this Celtics team has been kind of night and day. Like they can be really good one game, as you saw in that Milwaukee game, or they could be really bad, and like that Wizards game was like 2 days before they played Milwaukee. And I think that they may just have been coasting the last month and a half of the regular season. A lot of these teams probably did. And now they're just ready to play. I'll pick them to win. They'll have the best player in the series in Tatum, though I think Butler can get to that level in the playoffs. And I like the secret weapon. The little secret on the Celtics is that not that I don't know if everybody knows unless you're glued into them, like someone like me who watches like every game, is Smart is not as good as he was last season, but White is better.
Yep.
And they have Brogdon now, which so their overall guard play is better than it was last year. It's just Smart his and maybe Smart is just gonna like turn it on in the playoffs. Who knows, right? But I'm going with the Celts. Easy.
Yeah, remember too though, Marcus Smart was also banged up in the playoffs last year. Like, yeah, did he miss a game in the
Yeah, he missed
bottom?
game one against Miami, which the Celtics lost. And then he played the rest of that series, though, I think so.
I think honestly, you're giving Miami too much credit. I've watched this team play a lot this
Maybe.
season.
Maybe I just have scared from past series, but yeah.
I really think you are, and you're buying it a little bit too much into what a certain someone has been saying. I've watched this Miami team play way too many games. I've watched way too many games, and this NBA season was worth watching this year. I think this team sucks, honestly. I think this is the worst team they've had. They don't really have a pure point guard. Kyle Lowry hasn't really been able to get on the floor all season long. I mean, it's basically just if their threes are going in or not. And I don't think that's really a game you want to play with Boston. I've watched Boston way too many times take a 3-point lead to a 15-point lead in a blink of an eye this season. I think the same thing's kind of happened here. I think it's going to be I think six games is definitely doable just because it is the playoffs and they're going to grind and kind of grit this series out. I would not be shocked though to see Boston send them home in five. I would be absolutely dumbfounded if we ended up going seven games in this series. So I think it'll be over quicker than you think it's going to be. I think the best series in the Eastern Conference is, I mean, I'm not really going out on a limb here saying if they're the two most closely rated teams with the 4-5, I think it's going to be that game, that series right there with the Knicks and with the Cavs. Look, this Knicks team is gritty. The one thing that people aren't talking about, though, is the health of Brunson and Randle. But I think regardless, even without that, I think the Knicks can win two games in the series. This Knicks team's played well all season long whenever guys have been injured. Quickly's really stepped up. Obi Toppin's been playing well lately. I think it's going to be a 6-7 game series here. I think the X factor, though, is the fact that the Cavs got Donovan Mitchell, and I think he's going to kind of, you know, have like the little vengeance here on the Knicks for not trading for him. He kind of wanted to go play for the Knicks. He's a New York kid. He wanted to go play for him. He wanted to be Spider in the city, but didn't end up happening, and I think he's going to make them regret it. I think it's a combination of that and the fact that Mobley is a really big, is a good matchup on Julius Randle. And you know, we saw Julius Randle shoot the Knicks out of the series once. I don't see why it can't happen again twice.
Yeah, I don't really believe in this Knicks team, to be honest with you. I keep thinking of that series they had against Atlanta 2 years ago where Randle basically no-showed the whole series. And, like, all their hopes were I remember, like, watching those games in that series, and it would get to the fourth quarter, and they were like, we need D-Rose to take us. And it's like, if you're depending on Derrick Rose at this point in his career, that's, like, a problem. And obviously he doesn't really play for them now. But I don't know. I think this team's annoying. Like, when they're an annoying team to play. Like, there's that game that Quickly can get hot, or RJ could get hot. Brunson, I think, is consistent all around, and he showed in the playoffs last year. He's like a good playoff player too with Dallas. I think they could use him this season. But overall, like, I think Cleveland, you know, they got Mitchell, they got Garland, who got a little taste of the play in last year. I think Mobley is a little more refined now in year two for him. The one thing that team is missing is just like a true number, not a number three, but like a guy who can play the three. But I think Mitchell's the best player in that series. I just have, between the health and the past history with Randle in the playoffs, I don't like that going in. I like Cleveland in like six or five even. Like, I actually don't think it's that close. I'm going with Cleveland. I think Cleveland's really good. They're really good.
Yeah, honestly, the more we talk about it, I feel kind of stupid for saying that. Honestly, the more we talk about it, I don't think any of these series are going to be that good. Like, I think Brooklyn's probably the most overseeded team of any team in the playoffs because they won so many of those games with the Durant and Kyrie-led Nets team. I mean, I think the one thing Brooklyn has going for them in the series against Philadelphia is it's Doc Rivers in the playoffs, and Doc Rivers always seems to find a way to fuck it up in the playoffs. I mean, like, whether it was the team falling apart on him against the Hawks, whether it was just the other million embarrassing performances, whether it's the fact that he won one championship with Boston when he had probably one of the most talented teams we've seen.
The Doc thing is, you know, it's like
he deserves it though.
No, but like, you know, you can say that about him, that's fine, but how many coaches have actually won a championship as well? So just factor that into the equation.
I mean, those teams were loaded though that he had with Boston. Like, that Jason Terry is like their sixth man. That's how loaded up they were at one point.
Won the title.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, the teams were loaded, though. And I can't remember who was on the title.
I mean, Doc has obviously had, like, a lot of talent. And
yeah,
he never made a conference finals with the Clippers. He hasn't made a conference finals in Philly. His like, real success was in Boston. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah, and that team was gifted to him. But anyway, I personally think that I just don't think any of these games are going to be that competitive. Before we go over to the West and break it down, who are you picking to come out of the East?
Oh, Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you too. We kind of hit on that earlier. Any other points you think we need to hit on in the East?
No, I thought you were going to do like a whole, like, then next round. That's fine. You don't want to do it that way, but
yeah, I would rather not just go into the hypotheticals of the next round, just because it's so much of a hypothetical. Who do you have facing Milwaukee in the?
I think it's going to be Celtics Bucks, and it's not a rematch because it is, but not an East Finals rematch because they played in round two last year. But I think Milwaukee, and this all kind of hinges on the Middleton thing, though. Like, if he's shaky or not like 100% himself, then all bets are off, right? But he, I mean, he makes that much of a difference. He's kind of their closer in these fourth quarters. I think Holiday's actually shown a lot offensively this year, as far as like a closer as well. But I it's Milwaukee. I mean, they got the best player. They have the home court throughout. I can't really pick against them. How are you going to pick against a team that has home court advantage and the best player in every series? I picked them before the season. I know we didn't like, I don't think we did anything official, like getting ourselves on the record, but I picked them before the season to win the championship over the Warriors, which probably isn't going to happen coming out of the West. But, and I'm sticking with it. There's been nothing that's made me change my mind, unless this Middleton thing, just like last year, he's compromised. Well, last year he just didn't play, but you know what I mean. So yeah, Bucks.
Yeah, I picked Philadelphia to
Hope I'm
beat.
wrong.
I picked Philadelphia to beat the Clippers before the season, but I'm definitely flipping to the Bucks, and I'm just like you. I'm Bucks Celtics. I think we hit the nail on the head. The Eastern Conference. Let's go over to the West Conference, which I think is actually going to be a lot more interesting. Our 1-8 matchup was we had the both had the Timberwolves, and we had the Timberwolves taking on the Nuggets. I think that game, that series will be over in four. Is there anything you want to talk about that series, or can we just skip it because it's not even worth talking about?
I think there's some things to pay attention to, and it's really all Jamal Murray based. Like, is what and I think Jamal Murray is going to be obviously he's going to be like the key for that team this playoffs. He's just there's gonna they're gonna ride or die with him playing well or not. He's their most important player. I think he's the guy they have to depend on him to be their number two offensive threat, and we're gonna see how consistent he is. I feel like we've seen him just be like hot and cold in his playoff performances in the past, and we haven't seen him in the playoffs in 2 seasons because of his injury. Haven't seen him in the playoffs since the bubble. I'm just gonna keep an eye out for Jamal Murray in that series. But I still think like even if he had a mediocre performance in that series, like they'll still beat Minnesota, but then that will like make me scared for that team going into the future rounds.
And let's be honest too. I think that this is, like you said, this is the first time they've had him in the playoffs for 2 seasons now. I think this is kind of like the Jamal Murray, like do or die with the Nuggets kind of season. You know, if Jamal Murray that comes out here and plays lackluster in the playoffs, I think Denver's going to reevaluate where they are at the roster and realize they have a generational talent in Jokic and kind of look at the fact they have Murray, they have Porter, they have Gordon, but at the same time, they don't have like a true number two, and they might have to go out and make a huge splash in the trade market or go out and make some sort of move to bring in that true number two to go beside Jokic. I actually think that Michael Porter Jr. is going to have his coming out party in this playoffs. I think it's his time. I think he's been knocking on the door. I mean, he's been hot from three. I think if Porter can find the consistency in his game and be that consistent 20-point scorer, I think he can be the guy to step up and take over and add that third monster to this offense. Because on the nights when he can't miss from three, this Nuggets team just looks unstoppable. So I think that the Timberwolves can get one in the series. I think that Towns and Gobert can have, you know, one game where they can kind of muscle up a little bit against Jokic.
If we even see Gobert.
What'd you say?
If we even see Gobert.
Yeah, that is
I
true
think he'll be
too.
back. I think he'll be back.
Yeah, I mean, they have
I'm
too
not
much
happy.
invested in him not to see him there because they officially said it was a one game suspension today, so we'll definitely be seeing him again.
Tim Connelly basically like risked his whole reputation as an executive on that Gobert trade.
Yeah, so he's got to throw his ass out there. He's no other choice. Let's talk about the two matchup, and I think this is where things really get interesting here. We have Shannon Sharpe versus John. No, we have the Lakers versus the Grizzlies. I had to bring Unk up. There's no way I wasn't not going to. Look, I think the Lakers could be the trendy pick. I think everybody's gonna want to pick the Lakers to win this series. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of want to pick the Lakers to win this series. Tell me why I should or shouldn't pick them here, Arya.
Before I do, so we're not gonna have Brandon Clark in this series, right?
No, Brandon Clark tore his Achilles. He's done for the
Right.
season.
So we don't have Brandon Clark. We don't have Steven Adams. That team is thin. It's the same thing I said against Minnesota. Who's gonna have in that play-in game, not gonna have Gobert, not gonna have Naz Reid, not gonna have they're just not gonna have like the interior presence against a player like Davis. And I think the same thing gonna be applied here. And so I would not go with Memphis for that reason. Even though they're the two seed, they have like a transcendent player in Morant. Obviously, there's been a situation with him this season. I don't like Jaren Jackson. I'm not a Jaren Jackson guy. I think Like he's kind of like Towns in the way that he gets the foul trouble easily.
Yeah.
I'm and Dylan Brooks, all his annoying stuff's not going to work on LeBron. I'm rolling with the Lakers here, as much as it pains me to say.
Yeah, I'm going with the Lakers as well. Because, I mean, Jaren Jackson Jr. has the same thing Karl-Anthony Towns does. This guy loves to foul and he can't get out of his own way with it. I mean, if
Yeah.
Jaren Jackson, and also, too, it goes back to what I said. The Lakers got the most fouls called in their favor of any team in the NBA this season. I mean, they shot 200 more free throws than anybody. I can just see it now. Jaren Jackson Jr. goes to the bench. And, I mean, Xavier Tillman and what's the chubby guy's name? Kenneth Lofton Jr. I mean, those guys aren't going to be messing with Anthony Davis down low. I think Anthony Davis and LeBron have a mismatch. Like you said, Dylan Brooks isn't doing a damn thing about him. Maybe if Dylan Brooks lets his hair down, he can kind of get some like superpowers like Samson from the Bible or something, you know, and be able to muscle up against LeBron. But I highly doubt it. I think the Grizzlies are going to lose this series in six games. I just think this Lakers roster, I mean, they're a completely different team. This is what the NBA wants to see the Lakers get to the next round. I think the Lakers bounce them in six.
Yeah, I mean, six, maybe five. No, not five. But six, I think, is right.
Yeah, and also, too, I think this does force Memphis's hand. You know, they do have a lot of assets and kind of capital that
Oh,
they
they'll have to
can.
make a move at
Yeah.
that point. You can't, because then it's like this is year three of them making the playoffs with Morant, and the best they got was like a loss to the Warriors in 2022.
Yeah,
Congrats.
exactly. That was the only time they were able to make it out of the first round. So yeah, I think it'll be time to force their hand, just like it could be for Denver as well. So okay, good. So we do
Denver would have had more success than them today, but yeah.
for sure. So good thing we do have upset. So look, first thing I wanted to ask you here is, do you consider this an upset? Currently, the Warriors are the sixth seed. They're taking on the three seed, the Sacramento Kings. The Warriors, though, are -215 currently in Vegas to win the series. I mean, is this considered an upset if Golden State beats
No,
the Kings?
no. They're the defending champs. They've won four titles since 2015. They have the best player in the series. They have a better coach, like they're battle equipped, and this is a team that battle equipped, is that even a right word to say? But they have the better coach. They're playing against an inexperienced team. I'm sorry, but like I know the Kings had this great season and their offense was awesome and light the beam and all that stuff, but this is the playoffs. Like I'm not counting on Keegan Murray to come and light things up. I'm not counting on Harrison Barnes to go up against his former team and make a statement. That's just not something I see happening. Herter, like, great. He's been a good player for the Kings ever since Atlanta traded him. I don't see, and I know I'm talking about everyone except for their two best players here, but in Fox and Sabonis. But and those guys are good players. But talking about Steph Curry here, we're talking about Klay Thompson, who's a different player in these play, and when it comes to the playoffs, just like Draymond's a different player in the playoffs, they're gonna get Wiggins back. All. Accordingly, all reports, whatever. I think we've seen reports that said Wiggins is coming back. The team is ready to go. I think they're going to beat this team. And I think Draymond said in his podcast, I might be misquoting or misparaphrasing, or but I think he said something to the effect of like he wanted to play the Kings because of like a travel, like the distance of travel being shorter. And I think for an older team like the Warriors, that is something that is beneficial. You saw in the bubble, like having the no travel was beneficial to a player like LeBron, who was old. And that team, that Lakers team, was just old as well. Not that old, but you get what I'm saying. So yeah, I think I'm going with the Warriors, and I don't think it's an upset. I got that right on the Draymond thing. He did say something like that,
Yeah, he
right?
did say that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, first of all, I was kind of surprised you didn't bring this one up. First off, the Warriors did have the worst, they were tied for the worst road record in the
Not worried
NBA,
about it.
going 11 and 30. Well, technically, out of playoff teams, they had the worst one because there's a couple teams that didn't make the playoffs that had
Sure.
terrible road records. I mean, even the Hornets had a better road record
They
than they
just
did
don't
this
care.
season.
That's the thing. They don't care. They need stakes. They've done this too many times.
I
Like,
do buy into that, but at the same time, I can just see it now. De'Aaron Fox sitting up there with his big old chain on, just like he did against the Clippers, saying, "We don't give a fuck who they had." He's gonna be up there saying this time, they said they wanted to play us. Well, that was who we wanted to play. Look, this Warriors road defense is absolutely terrible. I know they've been there before, but I still believe you have to have chemistry. I think throwing
they
into the
have
fire.
chemistry.
I mean, Wiggins hasn't played all season
He
long. I
played
don't
in the
think
playoffs last year and was the second best player on a team that won the championship.
he
I care
did,
much
but he.
more about that than I care about meaningless regular season games. I'm sorry.
But I don't think you can just show up after not playing in a regular season. Did Wiggins even play in a regular season game to close the season out? I don't think he did.
No, I don't think since the All-Star break, no.
Yeah, exactly. He hadn't played in games since the
All-Star
break.
I don't care. Like, players get injured. And like, last year with the Suns, Chris Paul got injured, like, before the playoffs.
And look what happened.
Yeah, but is that because he got injured? No, it's because Luke went off on them. And and Ayton kind of shrank in the playoffs. And that had nothing to do with – well, I mean, and Chris Paul maybe just broke down a little bit, but that had nothing to do with that injury. I'm not buying this with Wiggins. He was on the team last season. He was the second best player on their finals team. No, no.
I don't know, man. I think that Kings team is real. They could be the regular season tryhards. I'm willing to go out here. Let's put it this way. If the Kings were favored to win the series right now, I would feel differently about it. The fact that they're underdogs and nobody's giving them a chance, I got to give them a chance. De'Aaron Fox has the best clutch numbers in the NBA. Their home court is real. They probably have the best home court in the entire NBA. Sabonis is going to be a problem. The Warriors really don't have anybody to match up with him in the paint. I know they got Steph Curry. I know they got Klay Thompson. But I think this Kings team bounces them and sends them home.
Don't count out the champs. Just wait.
I'll be willing to be proven wrong here. I'm counting them out. Give me the Kings to win this one. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back with our final series. Okay, guys, we are back after a quick little break. We still have our final series to break down here. This is by far the best first-round series. I mean, you can hit me with the no duh, dude. It's the four versus the five. Of course, it's going to be the best series, but it is the best. We have the Los Angeles.
I don't know.
What do you think, Warriors Kings better?
Well, I just think the Paul George injury just kind of makes this a little.
What was the announcement? What did the announcement today say about Paul George?
I don't think he's coming back for this.
Let's see here, real quick. For some reason, I kind of like half ass read it. It says Paul George's knee is improved. Okay, he's expected to begin the series sidelined. Okay, you're right. So there's a possibility
they haven't come back at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't ruled it out yet. Look, I honestly haven't bought into it too much. Look. What do you think about this series? Are the Suns going to bounce them quick and easy?
I don't know about quick and easy, but without Paul George, Clippers can't win. No way. Like, that team is, like, based off of having those two guys, and you're going to take one of them out? Granted, it's the one who's the least better of the two, right? But
yeah.
I actually don't think – like, yeah, they don't have a chance without Paul George really fully healthy to go.
Look – I've tried to talk myself in and out of the Clippers all day today. I feel like whoever comes out of this series is going to the NBA Finals between these two teams.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
Like, the way I look at this is Kevin Durant's record when he plays this season, it's like 33-11 or something insane like that. And he lost like he hasn't lost when he's actually played on the Suns. When he was on the Nets, they started out the season like 2-10 or something. It was terrible. I think the Lakers
like
were 2-10.
If you count like all his games after Steve Nash was fired from the Nets this season, it's like an insane like percentage.
Which makes me almost not want to go against Kevin Durant. Can he stay healthy? I mean, I don't think you can just play with hypotheticals like that. Man, I feel like I'm going to be really mad that I didn't stick with my preseason prediction to pick the Clippers. But just the more we talk about it, man, I've talked myself in. I'm going with the Suns to win this series. I just think
They
Durant...
They don't have their second best player. Like, it's not too much to think about.
You're definitely right. I like the additions they made, though. Like, I like Norman Powell. I like Eric Gordon. I like Mason Plumlee on the squad now. But at the same
They already have Powell.
Yeah. No, I know. I was saying Powell's been in and out of the lineup. But, like, I think the fact that you want to rely on those guys to win you a series is not what you want. You want to be relying on Kawhi and Paul George. Like, we've seen Kawhi do it as the best player in the series. Think this series will go seven games. I mean, Chris Paul is just such a choke artist. I just don't want to pick him to win in the playoffs. I know how you feel about Chris Paul, but I hate Chris Paul. But I just think Durant and Booker, man, like you just have too much go-to scoring. If you want to put Kawhi on one of them, okay. The other one's going to get the game-winning bucket. I mean, we've seen Booker hit huge buckets, seen Kawhi hit huge buckets in the or we've seen Durant hit huge buckets in the playoffs. I mean,
we've seen Chris Paul hit huge buckets in the playoffs.
Yeah, like when he cut the lead to what was it like 42 against the Mavs last year in Game 7.
Did Luka Doncic ever play in an NBA Finals yet?
But
where's
Luka
Doncic now?
Yeah, Luka Doncic, he's Huka Doncic now, man. That's what he's doing all offseason. But Yeah, that's
What? I don't know what
I
that
gotta take
means.
them, man. I just think the Suns team's too, they
What does
got
that
too
even mean?
much.
What?
What?
What was that on Luka?
I said he's Luka Doncic now. Oh, you never seen those memes where
Oh.
he was smoking the hookah with Boban at the
I got you.
drinking a beer? They're speculating it was before like game one of the conference finals. But yeah, I'm taking the Suns in this one, man. I just think that Kevin Durant and Booker is just too much.
Yeah, I may have, I probably still would have picked the Suns even if Paul George was playing. I just think, I thought adding Durant made, I mean, this is not like a freaking like super like out there take, but like obviously adding Kevin Durant made the Phoenix Suns a much better team.
Dude, that's so out there. What a take.
Yeah, but like I if you look at players to be traded, not the guys who leave as free agents, Kevin Durant is the best player in the 21st century to be traded. Not it's arguable between him or Shaq, I think, when the Lakers traded Shaq to Miami.
Yeah.
And what did Miami do when they got Shaq? They ended up winning a championship. They didn't do it that first year, but they did that second year. And maybe this doesn't happen with Durant this first year, but I think the West is kind of weak. I think it's open for him. I don't think there's like the only team in the West, because like in the East you have Milwaukee, who's a team that's won a championship, has like a true star franchise player in Giannis that like I think every team has to kind of like think we got to go through them. There's not a team like that in the West. You would have thought it would have been Golden State, right? Because of Curry and them being the defending champions, or you would have thought it would be the Lakers. They've won a championship before with LeBron Davis, but they've had all their own issues this season. Granted, they've kind of righted the ship a little bit without Wes after moving on from Westbrook. But those teams are have just haven't really shown much this season. And Phoenix had made the finals 2 years ago. Now they've added Durant. They still have Ayton. I do think they have they're thin on the perimeter, like wing defenders. They're really relying on Durant for his defense just as well as his offense. But and I think like maybe the Clippers could have given them some trouble, but they needed Paul George for that. And if Paul George isn't ready to go, and if he comes back compromised, I can't. They needed him for this matchup because of the lack of wings that Phoenix has. I mean, they obviously had to give up two of them to get Durant, and they obviously didn't have Crowder for the whole year and just got rid of him. So anyways, yeah, I think Phoenix is gonna win because of the Paul George thing, and I don't like Westbrook on the Clippers. I think any team with Westbrook is kind of doomed. I don't think he's a winning player, and I'm obviously not like alone in that. I think many people share that same sentiment. And I think Phoenix is going to win, and I think Phoenix is going to win the whole freaking conference. How about that?
I'm actually glad you brought up Westbrook. I was sitting here thinking, I was like, wow, we forgot to mention the Westbrook aspect of things. Look, Westbrook is a really good player, guys. At the same time, though, look, it's kind of like that running
No, he's
quarterback
actually
when
not a really
he's,
good player anymore.
yeah, that's what I was getting to.
Like,
I was saying he's kind of like that running quarterback when he gets slower, and that is exactly what kind of like Westbrook is. He's that running quarterback who relied on his legs and wasn't that great of a passer. Like Westbrook relied on his athleticism and was not that great of a shooter, and now he doesn't really have that anymore. So Westbrook, I think, can shoot them out of this series, which is a scary aspect of it. You don't want to be relying on Bones Highland to try to fill in and give you minutes. That guy is barbecue chicken on
that's
defense.
the thing. I don't think they have like the guy who can like kind of like hold them together without while they're waiting for Paul George to come back.
Yeah, and Kawhi, I mean, look, he is Kawhi Leonard. Like, he can definitely do a lot for you, but at the same time, one man can only burden so much. Like, yeah,
They
add
really screwed up with the whole seeding thing. They should have tried to tank that last game against Phoenix yesterday. Well, I guess when
Well, I
people.
thought they were because they were down by like 6 points deep in the third with like 2 minutes to go in the
So
third.
if they had lost that game, they would have been playing the Kings in the 3-6 matchup. And I'd much rather take the Kings than Phoenix with Durant, who hasn't lost with them since he's gotten traded. I think maybe the concern would have been, and you can't tell me like, oh, well, teams are just trying to like, they just want to go out there win. They don't care what they play. Didn't we see 2 years ago how the Clippers were like going out of their way to make sure they played Dallas in the playoffs that 1 year? Remember? So, I mean, that's a part of it. Whether or not like it was actual, it sure felt like it that they were trying to do that. So I feel like they could have kind of, may kind of toss the game and position themselves better to play Sacramento. And I think maybe their concern was, well, they could have ended up in the play-in, but I don't know. I'd still like take my chance in the play-in and maybe try and get Memphis in round one. I just don't like the idea of, you're still waiting on Paul George to come back and be ready to go, and you want to go up against this Phoenix team that finally has all their guys together and hasn't lost a game since they've traded for their superstar in Kevin Durant. Sounds kind of dumb if you ask me, but.
Yeah. No, well, I 100% agree with you on that. So, who got Phoenix taking on the Western Conference Finals? And I know you picked them to come out.
Probably the Warriors. I really believe in the Warriors
Okay.
because I think, and if we're going off like what we're predicting in the whole season, it would have been Warriors Lakers, and then Warriors would have home court there, and I think that would be a 7-game series. And I just want to go with the Golden State infrastructure. Like Golden State, here's a, I mean, it's not really a stat, but and do you know how many playoff series they have lost? In which Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond, like under Steve Kerr, when Steph, Klay, and Draymond have played in all the games or been available for all the games, do you know how many playoff series they've lost?
Yeah, just that one to LeBron in the finals.
Nope, zero, because Draymond got suspended in game five.
You're right, actually. Yeah.
So
So.
until I see it, I can't really go against it.
Oh, you're giving me second thoughts, but I'm sticking with my guns here. I'll take Sacramento to beat LA in the next round. I still think Sabonis and
Oh
Fox
my
can get them there, but
God.
I think the Cinderella run ends in the conference finals. I think in the conference finals is where they get put to rest by the Suns. Give me the Suns to go to the finals. I got the Suns taking on the Bucks in the finals in the rematch, and I'm gonna take Kevin Durant and the boys to get it done. What about you?
You're saying in the West Finals or in the NBA Finals?
In the West and the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I mean, I said like I think Phoenix is coming out of the West. I think Durant gives them that extra dimension they needed. Booker as a number two is as scary as it gets, and then you got the point god. Yes, he's still the point god,
No, he's not.
and that man is hungry for an NBA championship. Honest, and I think I said this when we did this last year. I think my finals prediction last year when we did this, like right before the playoffs, was Celtics versus Suns. If you remember, like Celtics had this huge turnaround. Suns had the best record in the NBA. Obviously, one of those teams made the playoff or made the finals, the other didn't. And I'm so I obviously like yeah, and but I think I said back then, like, even if the Celtics lost to the Suns, like, yeah, I would be mad as a Celtics fan. And guess what? We still lost in the NBA finals. It would have been cool to see Chris Paul win that ring. I wouldn't feel that this year just because like that taste of last year still like I still have it in my mouth and I want to get rid of it. But I would still, I mean, if Chris Paul won a ring, that would be, I think, great. And that would like really mean so much for his career. It would really kind of cement him as, I don't know, maybe the second best guard of, or second best point guard of the 21st century behind only Curry. And then if you want to just talk pure guards, like in the 21st century, it would probably be like the only ones ahead of him, Curry, Kobe, and Dwayne Wade. I mean, I don't even know who else I would have.
I think at this point, though, Chris Paul winning this championship was almost like Peyton Manning winning the championship on
I
Denver.
don't know. I mean, we'll see how he plays. It would be, yeah, it may be kind of like a feel of like when Jason Kidd won with Dallas or something like
Yeah.
that.
But at the same time, though, it's kind of like he's had such a great career that you can definitely give him a little bit of a pass. Like, think about how much of his career had to waste rotting in New Orleans and rotting with Doc Rivers and the Clippers. Like, it's you know what I mean? Like, so you can't knock them too much. I mean, there's probably years where they should have gotten a ring and they didn't get them, and they get a year when they're probably not that great. So you can't take that
The
much away
point
from them.
God.
Yeah, I can't even remember. I think last year I think I picked Dallas to beat Boston in the finals, something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. I hope you didn't do that.
I think I did do that. I mean, it's not a bad pick. Both of my teams got to the Final Fours. One of them got to the finals, so I mean, it's not a terrible pick. But yeah, I mean.
But yeah, so I'm going with Phoenix to win the West, and then in the actual NBA Finals, so then I would have Milwaukee Phoenix rematch of 2 years ago. And I would go with the Bucks in that one because I think Holiday kind of has Booker's number. I think Giannis and Durant kind of cancel each other out. But then, like I was saying earlier, it all kind of hinges on the Middleton part. And if he's not healthy, he's not the guy that he was 2 years ago in these playoffs, then I mean, if he's not that guy, I don't see them get, I would have a hard time seeing them get past Cleveland. I mean, maybe I think they would get past Cleveland and then lose to Boston. And I think it would be tough for them to get past Cleveland. So then
Yeah.
if that's the case, then I would have Boston, Phoenix, and then just I don't even know who I'd pick in that one. But my finals pick, and I'm assuming Middleton's going to be good to go and looking like his old self, Milwaukee over Phoenix. They're going to do what they did to them 2 years ago and win, even though the cast are a little different with Durant now in the mix. But the result, I think, will end up being the same.
Yeah, I think that I just think that Durant has wanted this for so long. He wants one without Curry. I mean, people are going to knock him for going and joining
Does he?
Phoenix.
I don't think he cares.
You mean he says, I think he does care. Let's put it this way. I think him versus Giannis, he sees this as his chance to get his redemption from the toe on the line for the three.
Yeah.
I think that's the way he looks at it here, is he's going to get his revenge on Giannis. Like Giannis might have gotten it this year. It's his turn to get it back from him. I think that Durant's just out on a mission overall. I mean, going back to what we said his record was this season, I just think the Suns, this team, when they have Durant out there on the floor, is the best team in the league. I mean, Durant Booker is by far the best duo. I mean, Holiday's a great defender. Giannis is a great defender. Like you said, they all kind of even each other out. I think at the end of the day, though, this Phoenix roster is set out to do something. They were so good last. I mean, they had the best record in the league last year, and now they have a better roster than they did last year. I think they get it done.
Well, better roster is hard to say because they literally lost three of their wings from last year in Cam Johnson, Jae Crowder, and Mikal Bridges. You would like to have one of those guys still, and you have an older Chris Paul. So I don't know if they're a better team, but I think they have a better player now than they did, and that may matter more for the playoffs. So I don't know if their overall roster is better, but I think obviously at the top it is. And going back to Durant, like saying like how much what this would mean to him, et cetera, et
Yeah.
cetera. Think about the potential path he'd have to go to, right? So, like round one, let's say you beat the Clippers. You're going up against
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard, who, I mean, they didn't play against each other in that 2019 NBA Finals, but like he was the guy who ended that Warriors run with Durant there.
Yep.
Durant played for like one quarter that whole finals before the Achilles injury. Then round two, you would be playing against Denver and Jokic, who's kind of like this new guard. He's part of like the new wave of NBA players, him, Embiid, Giannis, Doncic. So you beat that guy who's
Yeah.
an up and comer. Then in the West Finals, let's say you're either playing against the Lakers or which would be LeBron, your rival for all intents and purposes. You guys play the same position, battle against each other in the NBA Finals three different times, or you would be playing your former team in the Warriors. One thing we didn't even talk about, this Clippers Sun series, it just hit me. It's Durant versus Westbrook. And then the NBA Finals, you could have them against Milwaukee, the team that, the whole foot on the line, and that ended that playoff series for Brooklyn. Or you could play against potentially Boston, who kind of ended that Brooklyn run for you last year with how they swept the Nets, and they never really recovered after that. I know they had that little bit during the season with Kyrie and Durant, and they were playing well, but that was, that was not like a long lasting thing, obviously. So if he was able to win the title, it'd be a really impressive run. It would, I think, mean a lot for his career. It would take a lot of the negative, comments around his rings away in a way. Like, people say his rings are fake or whatever, which I don't necessarily agree with. It would obviously be like monumental. It'd be tremendous for him to win it. And I think he's got a good enough chance as he's ever had. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think it'd be absolutely huge, like you said. So it would be definitely be monumental. And I'm glad you kind of painted out that run too. Because I mean, running, if he runs through all the best players like that, definitely helps him. And it would honestly be cool to kind of watch him go again up against do you think him or Draymond gets ejected from a game for getting into it with the other player if they go up
Draymond,
against?
and I saw this in the NBA Finals last year.
Yeah.
Draymond can't get ejected in playoff games. He gets his first technical foul. He gets his first technical
Yes.
foul in like the first quarter or second quarter, and then he just does whatever he wants for the next 24 minutes or however many minutes may
Yeah.
be left in the game, and they just won't call it on him. He can do whatever he wants at that point. Go watch game two of Celtics Warriors NBA Finals of last year. After he got that first technical foul, He just did whatever he wanted the rest of the game. He should have been ejected like four different times, I feel like.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't do something that's like absolutely like taboo, like
No,
pushing an official or
it doesn't
something, he's not
matter.
getting
It doesn't
ejected.
matter. He would still be able to, you like, that's not a joke. He could push the official and they'd be like, I'm sorry I was in the way of your hand. Like, it's impossible for him to get ejected in playoff game. I mean, well, no, he did get ejected against Memphis one of the playoff games last year, I remember. But like, whatever. That's a one-time thing. And I'm telling you, like, they let him do whatever he wants, especially like the later you are in the playoffs. Like West Finals and later, he ain't getting ejected.
You're 100% right. I will say this. I would not mind seeing Golden State versus Memphis in the second round. That would be it's just fun to watch those two teams just because,
Yeah.
like, just
Well, we
because
saw it
Memphis.
last year. I don't need to see
Yeah.
it again.
But it is kind of funny, though, just because Memphis thinks they're rivals and Golden State's just like, y'all aren't even in like the
It's
same.
fun, but it's also like, I hate when they do that. Like, oh, we got four championships. Cool. What are you doing this season? You know, like, why? Like, we're not here to talk about the past. And it's like the Warriors, they're also like kind of creeping into, they're dangerously creeping into that area of like, all we do is talk about our past achievements. And maybe they should be talking about that because it obviously speaks for itself. But I don't know. We'll see what happens with them this season or this postseason, obviously.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how everything ends up playing out. Any final words from you, Aria, before we get on out of here?
No, let's go Celtics. I hope this Miami series does. I hope it doesn't even happen. I hope they get another. Well, I guess they would get Atlanta as the other opponent, but like I don't want to do Miami again for 2 weeks. I just can't.
I think that series will be over quicker than you can. My final words will be anything can happen, guys. Go Hawks. I'm obviously joking. The Hawks aren't doing shit in the playoffs. But anyway, guys. Once again, we appreciate everyone who tuned in. We'll definitely get back to y'all once the first round kind of comes to an end and we get most of the second round up and going. Aria, it's a pleasure as always. Enjoy the games. I hope the Celtics have the best outcome possible for you.
Oh, thank you.
To everyone listening, I hope the same thing to your teams, and we'll talk to y'all again soon.